opportunity knocks only once in a while, and you gotta be ready for it. Spring is here and the season's now. Nobody can ignore it. It's the right time.
Opening day.
It's the right place.
Kauffman Stadium.
To smack that ball.
30 home runs.
And steal that base.
Bobby, Bobby, baseball, bobblehead. Bobby, baseball, bobblehead.
Base-stealing action.
Bobby, Bobby, baseball, bobblehead. Bobby, baseball, bobblehead.
Bobby, baseball.
Swing and a drive to deep left field. Back goes Castro. It is good.
Batteries sold separately. I don't understand the hate to the Royals season. I understand that there has been about a five-year window of just absolute, utter disappointment. But you cannot look at this roster as opposed to last year's roster and think to yourself that this team is not better. This team's rotation is set. In fact, you've already got the weekend series set up. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Cole Reagans, Lugo, Singer. And Sunday's Easter Sunday. Praise be for all of you that'll go out there. Have fun. Should be a nice opening day. We'll all be there from 6:10. JT and I'll be there. The entire crew should be there. And should be a fun time. And then you'll have after hours from 7 to 9 that evening. To follow Vern's postgame show. But look, when you look at this team, I just don't understand why people, because I had a guy, JT, tell me on Friday night, hey, Crown Jewel, I'll bet you the Royals lose 100 games. I'm sorry, but you're out of your damn mind if you think this team's going to lose 100 games. This team is better than last year, no question. Bobby Witt Jr. has had his first full spring training as a Royals player. He had the World Baseball Classic, he had a global pandemic, and he wasn't, I don't believe, up yet to have the full spring in that other year. And now he's at a full spring where he's absolutely tattering the baseball. You have your superstar. You have your ace. This is the first time that the Royals have had a one on both sides of the diamond since Saber, Hagen, and George. And that was 85. You've got to go into this season a little bit more optimistic to know that what this team was the last few years is not the team they are. As Mike Tomlin said, there's still a little meat on the bone with Justin Fields. As Dusty Likens of After Hours said, they've cut the fat of the old meat of the Royals. Yes, I understand that Michael Wacha, he's not supposed to be a stud. He's supposed to be a middle-of-the-rotation guy that keeps you in games.
And he's a veteran that can help with the young guys.
What was James Shields? Obviously a stud. But he helped those guys develop their game, especially Danny Duffy. You've heard those stories. And you look at this rotation. Alec Marsh is a guy that, as a fifth starter, should be a good thing for your Kansas City Royals. Now, am I saying that he's going to go out there and win 13 games and lose 7 and have a sub-3 ERA? Probably not. But he's a great fifth option. Are you upset that Brad Keller's not on this team? That Jordan Lyles isn't on this team? Because guess what? They're not. And your team now is much better than what your team was before. Ownership now is a little bit more believable in this franchise. And you have a head coach that's actually cool, calm, collected, and Mac Wichero that's actually a nice guy, laid back. Give this team a chance.
Also, they got a bullpen. Last year, sure, you had, at the end of the year, you had a couple guys that were in your starting rotation doing well. But guess what? Once you got to the bullpen, it was over because the bullpen was not good. They went out and got some bullpen pieces. They look good. Vinny's back. I know it might take him a couple weeks or maybe a month to get back into full swing because tearing your labrum is no fun.
No.
And so it's going to take some time. But they've went out and they've addressed the pieces that they knew were a problem last year. And I get it. I'm not expecting them to go to the World Series. I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs. No. I'm just expecting them to be a 500 competitive baseball team when it comes to the summertime.
My goal with the Royals this year is to have them lead a show when I do a show from St. Joe, if I'm still doing it for this radio station.